The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. Boy, I keep bringing up that doctor thing, don't I? Dr. Dave's devotional diamond of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We hope before this show's over, that's for sure. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why not? If not me, who? If not now, when? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Let me repeat that so I can make sure everybody understands that. We don't know what we're doing. Okay? Good night. Okay, I'm kidding. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. In our audience are people that pray. Now, I'm not kidding. When we talk about people, we have prayer warriors in our audience praying for one another. Paul said it in Romans 15:30. He said, join me in my struggle by praying for me. We have people that join into other people's struggles through prayer. And the people that listen to this show, the people that are prayers, they are committed, they are devoted, they are willing. And they are willing to petition the Lord. And so why that's important for you to understand, what's important about all that, is the question that we're asking you is, what can our prayer warriors pray for you about? Now, we're going to be praying for people. That's going to happen. I've already got a list of things I'm praying for. Some will be confidential. Some will be out in the open. That's fine. Doesn't matter. The Lord knows. But we're going to offer up our faith, combine it together, and we're going to petition. But if you've got something that needs prayer and you want people to be praying for you, just like the last time we talked on Wednesday, we had that brother. He needs prayer. He's going through a lot with our precious brother. And we want people to be praying for one another because this is the command of Jesus Christ, that we love one another. Well, you cannot express a deeper position of love than to getting yourself involved in somebody's life and helping them carry that burden. That's what Jesus did, but he did it to the point of death for all of us. So we join together, we combine it, we work together. It's simple. Jesus said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. We demonstrate the gospel by loving one another, and part of that is carrying one another's burdens. In Galatians 6, carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And we're asking you, well, how can we do that for you? What do you got going on that you need help with that we can pray for you about? If you want to reach out to us, there's a couple of easy ways to do that. First and foremost, you can call us right now. So in San Diego, it's 11:35. In Denver, it's 12:35. In Dallas, it's 1:35. In Detroit, it's 2:35. Nothing changing there. But all you got to do is reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. It doesn't matter whether I sound like a Muppet or not. You can still call 972-445-0770. But I will tell you, when you do make that phone call to 972-445-0770, you're going to end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. I'm just very, very blessed to be here. We will discuss certain portions of the move that we made between Thursday and Friday and Saturday and even Sunday. Yep, 4 days of moving. We will discuss that in a little bit. I do want you to be aware there's other ways to reach out to us, not just for prayer, but I do want you to know it can be for a praise report because those things are outstanding. Praise reports honor the Lord, first and foremost. They next in line, what they do is they reinforce the person, the praise that's happened for the person who shares it. It reminds you of what God has done for you. Then other people hear it, and it blesses them because it reminds them and encourages them that God is active in the community. So it could be a praise report, could be a prayer request, could be a question, could be something going on, something you observed. All of that's fine, but the way that you do it is you call us, or if you want to, you can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice now, 214-210-8483. So we slow it down and give it kind of a computer-y voice. That's kind of funny. Anyway, additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody on the line. We want to send them through, give them a chance to talk, share, or ask for prayer. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Brother David. This is Pastor Washington of the New Great Emmanuel Church here in Dallas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just requesting, asking for prayers. We pray with and pray for one another. Not to take a lot of your time, nope. Not your audience time, but the roof on our church building collapsed back in 2019. And by the grace of God, we do have a place to worship, but we're looking for a home. So if you will be an intercessor and pray along with others, that God will plant New Great Emmanuel where he would love for New Great Emmanuel to be, sir.
All right. So now the name of the church is New Great Emmanuel?
New Greater, G-R-E-A-T-E-R.
Okay, New Greater Emmanuel, right? I just want to make sure I get it right because then I can be praying for you personally and I don't want to bring it up before the Lord and say, whoops, whoops, you know?
I've had an oops moment too, sir.
I've had about a bazillion of them. But let's pray right now. Let's get everybody who's listening. Listen, so this is for you guys to have a location, right? You're looking for a place. Oh, man, how important is that? It's incredible. That's critical. Let's pray. Let's do it. Let's do it together. Sir. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and I lift up my brother. And first, I want to thank you for him, and I pray that you would give him a sense of not just comfort, Lord, but encouragement and refreshment, because the ministry can be draining, Lord, and it has those moments, and you know it all too well. You know it with us. And so we're asking you, and I'm just asking you as a brother to this brother, just fill his heart with hope and with encouragement, kind of a bounce in his step. Bless him in this because it's a very trying time for him in the church. And, Lord, they need a place to meet. And there is a place, Lord God, that you have for them. And it's just the connecting between where they're trying to find it and what you have for them. And we're asking you to tighten up the schedule. Make it known. Make it fully aware that this congregation can have a place to sit and worship, to stand and worship, to sit and stand and honor you and worship you and hear your word and give you praise and give you honor. And the place that they'll go to will be a place that brings glory to your name. And we just pray that you would open up that door, make it apparent as to where they should be, light it up so they know exactly. Light it up in the name of Jesus Christ so that they can meet together and glorify your name. We pray this. We believe you for this. We hope for this. And we look for this and look forward to hearing the report. As we've said, we ask for your guidance, your wisdom. Holy Spirit, lead us in this process and pour it upon this man to lead his group with the grace and the mercy and the wisdom that comes from on high. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
All right,
brother. Thank all of you listeners.
You keep us posted, and we'll keep praying for you, okay?
I certainly will, Brother David. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellente, in the sense that, look, how great is that? They're looking for a place. You know, they're looking for, the Lord will bring them to the place. We just got to cut the time between where they're going and where God has for them. That's all we're asking. Lord, cut the time. That'd be so good. Pray for them. See, that's what we're talking about. And this is the big thing about when people say, well, you know, you're supposed to, you know, love your neighbor who is myself. Well, who's my neighbor? Well, think of the story that Jesus told. Just think of it. I mean, the guy is walking down the pathway. He gets, you know, beat, and so the priest goes by and does nothing. A Levite goes by, does nothing. A Samaritan goes by and goes, oh, this guy's in my path, in my universe. The Lord has brought him in my way. And so there must be a reason. And then he treats him the right way. That's what you do. That's what you do. You're praying for one another, right? That's the key, right? So you can do that. By the way, you can do it by phone call, just like we just did. You can do it by text. You can do it by email. All those things are fabulous and terrific. We will be praying in a little bit, not probably in this segment, but in the next 60-minute segment, for a couple of different things. I'm going to share a little bit about the moves. But we got people in our audience that are facing battles. I don't know. I know you guys understand spiritual warfare more so now than ever before, right? We got people that are battling from a legal point of view. We got people that are battling from a family point of view, trying to keep family intact. We got people struggling and battling for a physical point of view. We're going to be praying for all that in a little bit, okay? Before we get there, though, we're going to jump into the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And for those that do not know, we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. It's a very interesting portion because of where it leads us to. This is what now remember, Timothy's the recipient of this letter. This is Paul's last letter. 2 Timothy is the last thing Paul wrote. And I always find that fascinating because remember, in the process of God communicating to mankind, it's the verbal plenary process. So the Lord's saying what he wants to say. Paul's not lost his personality. And as you get towards the end of this letter, you get to see a little bit more of his personality come out. But he does say something important to Timothy in 2:24. In 2 Timothy 2:24, he says, "A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." Let's back up to the very first portion. 2 Timothy 2:24 states, the servant of the Lord must not quarrel. And here's something important. And other translations would say, must not strive. Okay, got it. What it is, striving and quarreling in this context is a argumentative spirit. So let's understand the difference. Okay, in many ministries, there are argumentative spirits. There are an attitude of platitude that must be acknowledged with gratitude. Boy, that's a good one right there. Here's the bottom line. Too many ministries are holding this. And what you have to understand about an argumentative spirit is an argument by itself is not inherently sinful. So let's stop thinking that. That's ridiculous. Oh, no, if, as a Christian, you can't argue. And then Jesus is in a lot of trouble. So, I mean, that's not right. Let's just push that one past the norm and say that don't count. Here's what he's saying. It can't be an argument about everything. Everything. So it makes you think about Monty Python. Now people are like, you can't say that. Watch. It makes me think about Monty Python. What's the skit? The skit's when the guy goes to the Department of Arguments, and the guy goes, is this the Department of Arguments? And the guy says, no, it isn't. See? That's the spirit of argumentative. Get it?
Is this the Department of Arguments?
No, it isn't. Those are the people. And what's the problem? What's going on there? I'm going to explain it to you. And this is really important because Christians need to hear this. It's this incessant need to always be right. Uh-oh. It's an just think about that. I just want you to think about that. You always have to be right. When I first got involved in radio with, with Salem, I won't say who said it, but they said never lose an argument on the radio. And I was thinking, well, what if I'm wrong? It's like, weren't allowed to be wrong. See, well, that's wrong. You see what I'm saying? You can't need to always be right. You can't need to have this incessant need to be right. There's only one who is always right, and that's Jesus. Even Paul blew it. You're thinking, no, he didn't. Really? Then how come after he told Mark to disappear that at the end of his ministry he's like, hey, have Mark come back? Get it? There's things where you learn and you go, yeah, I could have done that better. I mean, if you're not willing to be, one thing you guys don't know is, so we've just moved from one location to another, so we're checking out new churches because, substantial difference from where we were. And I always look at the articles of faith. I always look at what they believe, how they function, what their mission is. I look at everything because it tells me a lot of who they are. One of the things I came across in one of the churches we're going to visit is this is the second line in their statement of faith. Ready? Listen to this. We are quick to repent. I'm thinking, I'm going there because I want to hang around people that are quick to repent. They go, yeah, I did that wrong. That was dumb. I mean, when I tell you some of the things that I did in this move on my leg, you're just going to send me an email or a text going, you're an idiot. And I'm going to be like, yep, that's right. Okay. All right. So you don't have to always be right. And here's something that will really scare you. You're not always right. I'm not always right. Billy Graham wasn't always right. Love Billy Graham. Billy Graham's awesome. He wasn't always right. And he would say that to you. Now he's dancing on streets of gold. That's not the point. Nobody is always right except for Jesus, who's the only one who not only knows the truth, but is the truth. So you don't want to be one of those strivey, I need to win every argument, I'm a smarty pants. Okay? That doesn't help. Whether you're a servant of the Lord, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a minister, whether you're a missionary, there's none of that that's unqualified. You don't always have to be right. If you have that attitude, you've got too much pride. I'm pretty sure pride, not a good one. Let me just say that right out there. Not a good one to have, right? Okay, good. Take a deep breath. What, Dave, were you gone since Wednesday or something? Yes, but wait till you hear some of the stuff. Some of it's so cool and some of it's so dumb, you'll just laugh with me. All right, here we go. Take a breath. We're getting ready to do our next trivia question, our first trivia question, not our next trivia question, our first trivia question. This will be a little bit different style, right? You're going to tell me which of these two books this phrase comes from. It's an actual phrase from the Bible. The phrase is eat, drink, and be merry. Is that from Ecclesiastes or is that from Psalms? Eat, drink, and be merry. Is that from Ecclesiastes or is that from Psalms? Ha, there you go, leaving it straightforward. If you think, by the way, that you do know the answer, you're welcome to reach out to us. Bottom line is you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. You can do that. Now, I'm going to send you up to the website before we take any calls or anything like that because you've got to be familiar with the website because that's where we do everything. And see, even it says up there, back to normal, sort of, is the new line up there. Access to 4,500 hours of radio. That's a lot of podcast hours if you hadn't figured that out. We also have a place for you to put in a praise report, a prayer request. You can make it public. You can make it private. There's also videos, articles, other things for encouragement to be a blessing because that's our goal. We're here to encourage. That's our ministry, Our ministry is to encourage one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. And yes, the day. In fact, it's going to be in a blink of an eye, a moment. And so we say this, if you want to take advantage of it, please use the website. The new book's up there. If you want it but you can't afford it, tell us. We'll pay for it. We'll pay for it so you don't have to worry about it. Our giving scripture for today, 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You got to decide in your heart. You can't do it reluctantly. You can't do it under compulsion, which has to do with manipulation or being forced. God loves a cheerful giver. If you give it unto the Lord. If you can't do that, keep it. There. How about that? It's pretty straightforward. Check it out at the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
From the valley of the jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
green giant.
That's excellent! Helen, excellent! That was from Jacob. Excellent job from the Valley of the Giant. Oh, 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 green giant. I love it. Excellent job. All right, we do have somebody on hold ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest.
What's up, little brother? How are you?
Well, this is Monty Python. What you talking about?
Let's see if you remember this one. Message, sir. Anyway, what's happening, bro? All right, let's do the trivia question. You can get me up to date. Ready? Let me do that first.
Sure.
You ready? Okay. Wait till I give the answer and then give the answer. Or wait till I give the question and then give the answer. All right. From which book comes the phrase, eat, drink, and be merry? Is that from Ecclesiastes or from Psalms?
Book of Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes it is! Chapter 8, verse 15. That's correct, Amanda. How you doing? How are things going for you?
I'm doing okay, but thank you for praying for my friend and their situation. I saw him yesterday at church, and day before yesterday, I told him that we've been praying. Probably tens of thousands of people are praying for you. So he was very encouraged by that, and he's keep believing God. God will restore his marriage. So
amen.
So let's keep praying for him and his wife. That may the Lord will intervene, and whatever is causing this friction in their marriage, that let the grace of God will take place and restore that friction or fracture, whatever is there.
Let's pray real quick, because there's a couple of people that I know throughout the sphere of God's universe that are going through something very similar. So I want to pray for him and for some other people at the same time. So let's pray as a group. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and Lord, we praise you. We thank you. You're awesome, and we love you. Thank you for my brother Samson. Just ask you to bless his day. Encourage him. Just fill him full of joy from your presence. And Lord, he's got a friend that we've prayed for, and I have friends and family and people close to me and not as close all the way around, brothers whose struggles are direct or are directly through their kids or through some form of connection. And Lord, there's a lot of attack on marriages and a lot of attack on faithfulness and a lot of attack on people. And they're trying to find their way. Lord, it's just so true that the answer is you first. And that once that's there, things come together better. And so what we're asking for, Lord, is just an outpouring on the people that we know. Not just Samson and I, but the people that we know who are listening, who are struggling and hurting. They're connected either directly or indirectly to marriages that are fighting for their very existence. And so we just pray for your gracious mercy, your gracious kindness, just to fall upon these people. And instead of grief, that would be replaced with great joy. And Lord, let all of us recognize that the mercy that comes from you has to be received to be given, but it does need to be shared. Let everybody walk in that power. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen, my brother. Great job. Great phone call. Great reminder. You did really good there. That's really good.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. And we will talk with you soon.
All right.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, I got through one verse. That's not even true. I got through one half a verse. I tried. All right, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, you got to go to hemusincrease.org, and then you can hit the little listen live button. That'll make it easier. If you're on the app or listening directly through the radio and you're in Dallas, hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family trauma specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. Until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why that. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.